turundusdoktor aitab.
And the case study sounds like that. We are a small brewery in Western Estonia and planning to bring our first beer to market during the next couple of months. As a small brewery, we don't have the marketing resources at the same level as the market leaders, and we cannot keep the price on the level. The price is going to be at least 2-2.5 times higher compared to the mainstream brands, but still we are very passionate about our beer, and we do believe that the quality is going to be the best in Estonia. I have a friend that works as a purchase manager in a supermarket chain, and he told that they could consider our beer on the shelves. How should we market the beer is the question.
What is special about this beer?
The best quality.
Everybody says that.
Yes, that's a good start.
It's difficult for me as I don't drink beer, so if you two do, so please comment about the beer quality and how to market
time,
it.
You know, last time when I bought, we have this new beers have started, and many different small local beers have come to our shop. So I went to sauna with my friends and I took different one of every sort with me, and I would say that they were so different. Then in a simple case, you go to the shop and you buy, it doesn't actually matter what you take, is it Danish beer, Estonian beer or whatever, it's almost the same beer, but those local ones, they are completely different. So I would say that a couple of them that I bought, I will never buy again, never ever. And one of them was really fantastic. But if you ask me what was the taste, I even can't explain it. So it's a really difficult question. What do you think? You drink beer?
I do, yes.
So what do you suggest them to start with?
Well, I would think, and I'm going to give you a bit of logic first of all. So, you know, I think one of the kind of ways of thinking is, who is your customer? And we've kind of talked about that a lot, but you know, don't try to target this beer at everybody. This is not an average beer, and therefore do not target the average customer. The second part, if it's not an average beer, it's probably a niche beer. So who is your niche audience you're going for? Means that it's probably not a supermarket beer. So think about your distribution channel. And maybe, you know, a different type of distribution channel might be more important. I worked with a beer company in France, and they found that selling beer through small shops, selling it through health food shops, selling it through cafes to take away, became a much more powerful thing, and being able to differentiate from competitors and reach their target audience. Another thing with beer, I was working with Coca-Cola, and in Coca-Cola, we found that in different countries around the world, people drink drinks at different times of the day for different reasons. So, for example, in Australia, people drink Coca-Cola between meals, and they drink Coca-Cola at meal times in India. And so thinking about the occasion when people drink beer is also important. And then obviously you've got flavors and that kind of stuff in terms of the product itself and the packaging of it. And you can look at people like Stella Artois, who make a big thing in terms of being a premium beer and therefore creating a different type of glass and bottle by which you buy and you drink that beer. So to give you my thought, and this is just a radical, provocative thought, firstly, maybe women would be a good target audience. So most beers are targeting men. So why not target women? I worked with Nike, and Nike stores are nearly always targeting men. They're loud, they're full of music, they're about football, they're about aggression and adrenaline. And Nike created a chain of stores called Nike Women, which were much more about, you know, much more feminine, about yoga, about relaxation. They had water running, and it was like a spa. And so sometimes by changing your audience, you can find something which is really useful. And the other thing which kind of made me think about that was looking at a brand like Carmi, which is created by Carlsberg, and it's been incredibly successful by adding things like caramel. So you can have caramel beer or chocolate beer, or you can have raspberry and passion fruit beer. So fruit beers being something quite classic in Belgium, for example. So thinking about how can you target your audience and then think about, well, how can you enhance the beer for that particular audience? Chocolate beer sounds disgusting to me, but
for
the
audience, women, it's okay, I believe.
Sure.
And the third idea comes from New Zealand, actually. And one of the game changers in my book is actually a brand of beer called Moa Beer. And I'm sure the Moa beer or the Moa brewery is probably smaller than even this Estonian brewery. And it's actually created by winemakers, and it's created by a master winemaker who does make Cloudy Bay white wine from the Marlborough region of New Zealand. And that's a classic, fantastic wine. And this guy called Alan Scott decided he wanted to, well, he likes beers actually better than wines, and so he decided to make beer too. And so he applied his classic traditional winemaking techniques to beer, so he created a fantastic product. And then he said, well, what I really like doing is I like drinking wine in the evening with my wife over dinner, but, beer I drink in the morning. And so he decided to create a breakfast beer. So what Moa Beer does more than anything else, and why it's become famous around the world increasingly, is because it's probably the best breakfast beer and marketed for a different occasion. So my 2-minute advice to your Estonian brewery would be to target women and think about breakfast.
Thank Very you. And good. chocolate also a favorite.
Chocolate as well, yes. And whilst you're having breakfast with beer, think about chocolate.
Roland, what is your advice?
Be different. Think about your customer and then be different and relevant to them.
That's true. Raul.
Actually, those were so good suggestions. Difficult to add anything. But if to add, actually, I was thinking the same way. I was thinking you have to pick another part. And then another interesting part for me, it's not a joke. I've always been looking at the different sexual groups. So the homosexuals is one of the part that is really interesting as a marketer for me, because their identity is very clear. We all know that Absolut Vodka came from there, so why not to try there?
Yeah, absolutely.
What I was thinking, I think I do agree with all of you what you told, but there might be also an occasion that when you think about how do women use beer, then Peter, did you know that beer is good to use as a shampoo?
Okay.
You didn't? No. So it's a kind of old Estonian tradition to wash hair with beer. So it has some kind of, I don't know what influence, but it's used. So it might be, maybe there are some other things in the cosmetic world that it could be, you could even develop the beer not towards the classical beer, but used in a different way. And the other source is also, the other thought what I had was that we see more and more beer being mixed with different foods. Let's say that now we have sausages that are somehow marinated in beer or something. So you can use a beer as an additional, let's say, ingredient in a food industry, making maybe, I don't know, maybe you can make bread out of beer, maybe you can make the sausages or meat or something else. So it might be a good source for product innovation. So you might behave in the market in a totally different way, not trying to sell the bottles to the people who already have it. Or maybe then to launch a beer called Beer for Sauna or something. That is probably one of the most popular occasions why Estonians drink beer.
Nighttime beer. If in southern part of the world they like the beer for breakfast, so here they love a beer at nighttime.
So they sit in the sauna, they're washing their hair with chocolate beer. Okay, it's amazing. Only in Estonia.
Welcome to Estonia. Yeah. Thank you a lot for the show today. Our listeners, please listen to us in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us interesting cases that we love to solve here, send them to our marketing institute email. It's mi@mi.ee, or call to us. We'll write down your case study and discuss it here.